Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. I am back with another dose of questions, puzzles and brain teasers to educate, to entertain and, of course, to irritate the life of you. There are 10 tricky teasers every day, Monday to Friday. So what will your score be today? Will you score a perfect 10? Let's find out. Today, of course, is April the 9th. And it was on this day in 2002 that the funeral of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, took place at Westminster Abbey. More than 1 million people lined the funeral route, and in the UK, 28 million people watched the service on television. Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, was the mother of Queen Elizabeth II. Moving on to today's quiz, and it's time to see if you can get a perfect 10 score, as here come your questions for this fine Tuesday. Good luck. We call question one your starter for a perfect 10, as it is your first chance to bag a point. If 24H in AD means 24 hours in a day, what does 1ml on the F of C mean? I'm going to give you a clue here. The F stands for the word flag. Ears at the ready, please, for question two. It's time for clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news report, which is actually a description of a famous 1964 movie. But can you work out which one it is?
An unidentified woman has been spotted flying through the air with an umbrella in her hand. This mysterious lady has also been seen riding a carousel horse and dancing with chimney sweeps.
So, from that fictional news report, could you figure out the famous 1964 movie for a point? Question three is Carol lateral thinking, and you'll need your word head on for this one. Which word comes after the word model and before idiot to make two new phrases? After the word model and before the word idiot for two new phrases. What is that word? Remember, you can always pause and give yourself a little bit of extra time. That is not considered cheating here on Perfect 10 because I do rattle through the questions at speed. Time for question four and our memory round. Please pay close attention to this following clip as a question for a point will follow. Here we go.
So far with this crossword, I've managed to work out all of the clues up to five across.
What's five down?
It's has four legs but can't walk.
Table.
Brilliant. That means six across begins with E. The clue is a wire in a plug.
How about earth?
Perfect, thank you. So seven down begins with H and has a clue, is a stable animal.
The answer to that one is horse.
Ah, of course it is. That means nine across is orange, 10 down is golf, and 12 across is French. 13 down is four letters, begins with N, and has the clue, everybody has one.
Name?
Excellent. That leaves me with 14 across, five letters. It begins with M, and the clue is, makes the world go round.
That must be money.
Ka-ching.
Well, it did sound like they were having some fun there, but I hope you were listening because here comes your question. What was the answer to the clue for seven down? Can you remember the answer? If you can, you score a point. We're almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Are you heading towards a perfect 10 score? Keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs. The frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's question five. Which animated Looney Tunes character is famously associated with this catchphrase?
I tore a putty tat.
As a posh English person would say. I think quite a lot of you will know that one. Here's question six, and this one is F for football. Which English football club plays their home games at Goodison Park? If you know, you get a point. Question seven now. Which Doctor Who actor hosted the 2024 BAFTA Film Awards. Did you watch the BAFTAs? If you did, you'll know the answer. All right, question 8, two in, two out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. So, which two letters can you change in the word slate, S-L-A-T-E, to make an important area in a theatre? Have a think. Two in, two out, give me an important area in a theatre. We call question 9, I know this, as the answer may be on the tip of your tongue. Today, it's Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A novel by William Makepeace Thackeray and a famous magazine. What do you think that answer could be? And here we are at our final question, question 10, today's anagram. Here it comes. Which tennis player is an anagram of Army, Day, Run? Army, A-R-M-Y, Day, D-A-Y, Run, R-U-N. Shuffle those letters, find that tennis player for me, please. And that is today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, head on over to @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us. And if you're after even more questions to entertain, to educate and to irritate, you might not check out our Perfect 10 quiz book, available in all good bookshops and online. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes, but did you get a perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For question 1, we started with, if 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 1 ML on the F of C mean? Well, this is what I was looking for. One maple leaf on the flag of Canada. Very, very well done if you managed to figure that one out. Question 2, clues in the news. And I was looking for a 1964 very famous film hidden in a fictional news report. What was the film?
An unidentified woman has been spotted flying through the air with an umbrella in her hand. This mysterious lady has also been seen riding a carousel horse and dancing with chimney sweeps.
Well, the film I was looking for was Mary Poppins. Even though Mary Poppins is set in London, the whole movie was filmed at Walt Disney Studios in California, USA. Question 3 was a very wordy Carol Lateral Thinking. Which word comes after the word model and before the word idiot to make two new phrases? And the answer is the word village. A model village and a village idiot. As always, question 4 was our memory round and it was time for a crossword. Once you had heard it, I asked you, what was the answer to the clue for 7 down? And the answer is the word horse, H-O-R-S-E. We're into the 3 F's, time for a cartoon. Question 5, which animated Looney Tunes character is famously associated with the catchphrase, I thought a putty Ted? It's everybody's favourite animated canary, Tweety Pie. Tweety Pie, yes. Although Tweety is famously yellow, he was originally drawn as pink, but censors complained that he looked naked. Whew, so his colour was changed. Question 6 was a sporty one. Which English football club plays their home games at Goodison Park? And the answer is Everton. And it's been their home since 1892. Question 7 now. Which Doctor Who actor hosted the 2024 BAFTA Film Awards? And the answer is David Tennant. Question 8 was two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word slate to make an important area in a theatre? I think you've probably got this. If you change the letter L to a T, and the original letter T to a G, you get the word stage, S-T-A-G-E. No theatre is complete without a stage. Question 9 was today's I know this. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A novel by William Makepeace Thackeray and a famous magazine. The answer is Vanity Fair. And finally, question 10, our anagram. Which tennis player is an anagram of Army Day Run? Did you get it? Well, it was the incredible Brit, Mr. Andy Murray. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? If not, don't worry, there's always another chance tomorrow. And remember, every day spent with us at Perfect 10 is a day where you've given your brain a workout. So well done for that. Remember, please, to follow or subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single episode, because if you do that, then the next episode will drop automatically as soon as we load it. We have daily content exclusive to Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, and we'd love for you to join the rest of us in the Perfect 10 family over there as well. A lot of that is visual and very different, really, to the questions in the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate you. I'm Carol Vordwin. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I really do hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.